What about Hoyo loy achim min arishoin v'achim min asheni? Shaloi meyaisayim. Not from the same mother. Let's say again, what happened here? You had this lady now, that she was married to one husband, the first husband. Now the first husband already had a son from a different wife. Hoyo loy achim min arishon. So the first father already had a son from a different wife. And now the first man, the first father, got married to another lady, and now he died, the husband. And his lady became pregnant, and she gave birth 9 months later. And we don't know that son, if that's the son from the first husband or not. That's the case of our Mishnah. That she now got married to a second husband, and 7 months later she gave birth. So the fact to say that the boy born now is a brother to the first boy that was born to the father from a different mother. So hoyu loy achim in arishin, the achim in asheni shaloi meyaisayim. The same thing when this wife now gets married to the second husband. That husband already had a son from a different lady. And now what happened? This wife now became pregnant and gave birth. So the baby that's a suffix now, Eid Manashah, has a brother from the same father and not from the same mother. So we don't know now which brother is his brother from the same father, and the other one is not his brother altogether. So in such a case, who choylets umiyabim? He himself, let's say the other brothers die, so he could do whatever he wants. When either one of the other brothers dies and there's no other brothers involved, so either he could be miyabim or upkir chalitza, because there's nothing to worry about. Either that one is his brother from the same father, so there's a mitzvah yibum. And if it's not the brother, then he's not a relative at all. He's not a brother from the same mother either. And then there's no brothers for that brother, the one that died. So the wife is not a shemeres yavam. So mamana shach, you're allowed to live with her. That's if the other ones die. What about now if the suffolk one dies? Fehem echad chelitz v'yechad miyavim. Now when the suffolk one dies, the same thing. Out of these two brothers, well, the first one should give chalitza. Maybe he's the real brother. Then the second one could marry his wife because it's a stranger to him. And maybe not, maybe the first one was not the real brother, so that chalitza meant nothing. So then the second one makes yibum, it's called a good yibum. So that's what they should do. But the Gemara will say you have to give chalitza first and not yibum. Because if you're being miyabim first, you have to be afraid maybe you're not the brother, you're a stranger. And the other one is the brother. So she's called a shemeres yavam. So therefore to make yibum first you can't. You have to first one give a chalitza, and then the second one can give a yibum. Again, because the case is now that the suffolk, the boy that's a suffolk, for sure he has a brother from the same father, but not from the same mother. In other words, whoever his father is, had another boy from a different mother. So the kids, the boys are brothers only from the same father, not from the same mother. But Mashenke, the first boy and the last boy, have nothing to do one with the other. So therefore, one is mutter of Yibum, and the other one is a stranger, also mutter. So that's why first give chalitza, and then you could be miyabim. Like here, there's no doubt of a brother from the same mother. What about so Yechod Yisrael v'Yechod Kayin? Let's say again, her first husband was a Kayin, let's say. And then he died, and she married a Yisrael, and now she gave birth 7 months later. And we don't know what the kid is. We don't know now if the kid is a Kohen or is the kid a Yisrael. It's again the same case in the first case. You have a suffolk boy. We don't know who his father is. His mother has first one husband. He died. And then she got married to a second husband. Now she became pregnant. And she doesn't know from which husband she became pregnant. One is a Kohen, one's not. So we don't know if this kid is a Kohen or not. So what's the halacha? Is nice isha real a kain? When at Suffolk we have to act like this kid is a kain, and when he wants to get married, he can only marry an isha that's mutter to a kain. He's not allowed to marry a chalala or a grusha. We don't let him touch mason. The yimnitma, let's say he did touch a mace, ain't a Suffolk as a boy, he doesn't get malchus, because there's only a Suffolk a doubt if he's a kain or not. Maybe he's not a kain. Maybe his real father was a Yisrael. Again, we don't let him eat truma. Maybe he's not a kohen. But if he did eat truma, He has a start to say, maybe I'm a kohen, you have no right to take the money away from me. When I go down to the field to get truma, he has no right to take truma. He's a suffolk, maybe he's a Yisrael. The truma that he has, his own truma, the truma true is an Easter, he can't eat it, but his own truma, he has a right to sell it to another kohen. And the money he keeps, again, he has a right to keep the money. He gets no chelik on the kabonas that were brought. Not even the earth, not even the skin. Like the meat, for sure he can eat. But not even the skin, they don't give him. He for sure can't get a carbon to be makriv a carbon. Like he's not a kohen. He's a sofer kohen. He can't be makriv kabonas. And we don't take away his own portion from him. He has a right to keep it. A regular Yisrael has the chi of matnas kuna to give from his animal the zroya of chayim v'keva. This person, since he's a sofik, maybe he's a kohen, but as sofik he does not have to give the matnas kuna. Let's say he has an animal that gives birth, the first one, a bechor, that usually it has kedusha that goes to a kohen. Here, since it's a sofik, if he's a kohen or not, the Yetzirah let him pasture it until, let him take care of it until it gets a balmum. And then it's mom and kohen, so minasafik he's allowed to keep it. And as the Mishnah before we had, this boy is a safik whether he's a Yisrael or a kohen, so again we have to give both chumras to him. What about toyishnen kohanim? Let's say both fathers, the two husbands she had were both kohanim. So for sure this kid is a kohen. He is who oinen aleim. He has a din oinim upon his father. Veheim oinenim olov. And they also have a din oinim upon him. When he dies, the father's allowed to act like an oinen on him. Who oinim atamalim? He cannot be matama for them. Veheim oinim atamaloi. They cannot go and bury him. Because it's a sofik, which one is the real father? Who oinim yerushoi son? He, the son, does not yash in either one. Because each one's a sofik who his father is. Avalheim yashin oisoi. But the other ones, they yashin him. If he dies, like the two brothers, they make a chalukah. So both fathers, each mishpacha, acholik, that's like mom and mutter b'sof, that they cholkin. Mashenkin, for him to yashin, when he goes to each one of the other brothers, each one throws him away and says, no, you're not our brother. You don't get Yerusha from our father. Your father is not our father. Your father is the other one. So there, when we have Vada Yorshim, each Yorish throws him away, he can't get a Yerusha. But when he dies, Minasofik, both the fathers have a right to get his portion, so they say Chok, and each one gets half of it. Ulpoter al makosoi, v'yalkilosa shalzeh v'shalzeh. If he curses or hits either one of them, he's Potter, because when he hits each one, we don't know if it's a father or not. We can't give him Alkas back. Oyla b'mishmore shalzeh v'shalzeh. He has a right to go and work to Kabonis, but each father's Mishmer, like we learned in Chagiga there, it's divided up into 24 Mishmeres, but Vienna Chalik, he doesn't get a Chalik in it, because when they give out the portions, each one can say, you don't belong here. Let's say both fathers had the same Mishmer to work, then not a Chalik Echad. Then the Manashach, he has a right to get a portion, like he's a Vadekoin. It's only a self of who his father is. There's only a doubt which Mishmer he has a right to work. But if both fathers have the same mishmer, for sure he has a right to work in this mishmer, so he has a right to take a chelik. So in such a case, he even gets a portion for the kabonis that were brought in. You're up to the Gemara. Gemara says, now davka mechla tzvad yehumi. In case we have these two brothers, we have a doubt, who is the real brother, so one should first give chalitza, and then the second one should make yibum. Avo yehumi b'reish aloi. But to let one brother right away to be miyabma first, that no. The kapoga biyavam lishuk, because we have to be afraid. Maybe he's not the real brother. So the other one is the real brother. Siv shows he's like a yavam lishuk. So therefore, you can't make yibum first. You have to first let one brother make chalitza, and then when the second brother is miyabma, mamanashuk she's mutter. Either it's the real yavama, or else on the side you're not a brother, then she already received chalitza, so she's mutter to get married to somebody else, and then you're allowed to marry her. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said a lach like this. Asara kahanim. Oimdim. Let's say you have 10 men, 10 kahanim standing together. Opirish echod mehem, one of them come out, Ubal, and he lives with a lady. Now, Havlad Shtuki. Now, we don't know who the father was. All we know is that a Kayin lived with a lady, and the child now is also a Kayin. But here it says that Havlad is a Shtuki. Shtuki usually means you keep him quiet, and we don't know what he is. So Rashi here says Havlad Shtuki means the Kashru. For sure, the kid is Kashru. To Avshitalon the Ben Kayin. Habuala Pnuyahu. All it is just is that it was a Kayin that lived with a regular Pnuyah, with a regular Bas Yisrael. So the kid is a Kashru kid. But it says Alacha Shtuki. So Mariat Kashru my Shtuki. What does it mean is a Shtuki? Shtuki usually means like keep quiet. What's it to keep quiet about over here? We know for sure who he is. We know that his father is a Kayin. He's a Kashru a Kayin. So what's wrong? Silem, if you want to tell me, Shemeshaskin Oisoi, Menichte Aviv, that he doesn't yashin his father when one of these Kahanim dies. He does not get Yerusha. Fratigmar Pshit, of course. Mi Yadina Navur Mani. We don't know who his father is. There were 10 Kahanim there. One of them is his Kayin, is his father. But we don't know who the father is, so Pshita. When the kid now has no right to yashin any one of them. Because any one of them, the other kids will always say, hey, you're not our brother. So Pshita can't get any Yerusha. So what's the chiddush of Meshaskin Oisai? What's the chiddush of he's a Shtuki? Elod means Meshaskin Oisai Midin Kuna, that this kid does not have a Din Kuna. Rashi says, what does that mean? Milavad Avoida. He's not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash. He's not allowed to bring Kabonis. V'yafagav l'inyin yuchsin lis isha kosheru, but possibly Avoida. Even though Lamaisi was a kosher a Kayin, he's a Yuchasnik a Kayin, but Akoponim, he can't do Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Shtuki means. For the Gemara, my time, what's wrong? Why not? His father is a Kayin, he's also a Kayin. So Gemara says, oh, my Quran, the Pasuk says, the union of Kuna, it has to go after father to son. So that means to say, which kind could do the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash if he has Yichus, we know who his father is. The son of a father could do the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. But here we do not know which one is his father. It is not called Miyuchas after one father. Therefore, he's not allowed to do the Avod. It's a psul in the Avod, that's all. Mask of Lora Pop, Rapop asked the question, if so, Ela Mayat, if so, if you're right, Gabi Avrom, by Avrom Avinu, the Pasuk says over there, Liyash Lachon Elakim, the Hashem should be for you Elakim, Ulezarecho Acharecho, and your children afterwards also should be like Yidden. For the Gemara Hosom, Maiko Masle Rachmona, what is the Torah like telling us now, the special Alochis of the children of Avrom? Rashi says, since Yadashning by Yos Achrov means that we have to know exactly who the father is, then the Kohen can do the Avodom. Over here by Avram Avinu, what is the psul that he's saying only special children and not the other children? By regular Yisrael, Pshita the kid is kosher. There's no question. So what's the drush of v'hoiso loy l'zarei achrecha? What's the zarei achrecha v'yavrom evinu? Has liyos l'chol alakim l'zarecha achrecha. So Gemara says, hochikoma, the pasuk means like this, hochikoma loy, loy tinsa b'avodes kechavim, v'shivcha, tell like Avram Avinu his children should not marry a goy or a shivcha. So l'leizol zarecha basro, that your children should not go after them. Like the child of a shiksa is a guy, the child of a shivcha is an eved. So therefore the pasuk is telling them, don't intermarry with the goyim, that your children should not become also goyim. Here, right, turn over. Yeah. So the more mace, we have a kasher on this. It says, Rishon royu liyos kohen gadol. In the case, again, we have a suffolk who the real father is. So the first one is, could be a kohen gadol. You have to know who the father is. And we don't know who the father is there. So what do you mean to say the kid is right to be a Kohen Gadol? So Drashi, in the case where you miyabim your brother's wife, and you didn't wait 3 months, the Yolda, and then she gave birth. So we have a doubt now who the father is. Sofik ben Teshla Rishon, Sofik ben Shimli Achra, the Perek HaCholos we have before. In a case where they were both Kahanim, where a Kohen dies, so his brother went, it was Miyabim, his wife, in the middle of the 3 months, and then she's pregnant, so we don't know from who. So we say, in such a case, the kid is Roy to be a Kohen Gadol. The question is why? We don't know who his father, we don't know who his real father is. We have a doubt, which brother was his real father? So how could the kid be a Kohen Gadol? Mashmi could do the Avodah. Now we're saying, if you don't know who the father is, he can't do the Avodah. So the Moran says, I'll tell you, that Zarum Yuchas Achrov Dirabonin. That the Widarshan this Postrik Ukru Asmachta B'Yalma. It's only an Asmachta. That means the Raisa, he's Roy to be a Kohen, even though we don't know which Kohen, which father he has. But Midiraisa, it's okay. It's only Midirabonin that was saying we have to know which father. So over there, what it means, he could be a Kohen God, that means Midiraisa. Alright, no, even with Rabbanu over there. Now, v'chi goes a Rabbanu biznus. When did Rabbanu make a gzera that the kid can't do the avoid only if it was born through znus, not through marriage? Like the case over here. One of these kohanim lived with this lady. So we know the kid is a kohen, we just don't know who the father is. But b'nisuyin, lo goes a Rabbanu. But over here, where the second kohen was miyabim, the first one's wife, so he did it through Nisuyin, they have Rabbanu to make a gzera. So even though we do not know which one is the father, still the lochre, the kid is miyuchis, the kid could be a kohen gadol. So Gemara says now, is it true? Uv is nus mi goza Rabbanu, by his nus that the Rabbanu makes such a gzera? So you are tanam with it like this. Mi shaloi shosa acha baila shloi shachadoshim. A lady that either her husband died or she got a get, and she did not wait to get married 3 months. Venice, so she got married right away. Not right away, but a month or two later. The old, and she gave birth is seven months later. So, my, ach, yeah, that's the case. That he said, Mishloi Shosa, Achabayla, Shosa Kadoshim, Nisal, the old, so it was my Achabayla. What does it mean that she did not wait 3 months after her own husband? Ilema, Acha, Misas, Baila, she didn't wait 3 months. Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? The Sefer says, our Mishnah, it says, Hu Einin Aleihem, V'yehem Einim Olav. It says the what? That the two fathers have it in Einim when he dies, and when the fathers dies, either one of them, the kid is an Einin. Now, Bishleim Hu Einin Aleihem, that's good. That he is an Einin upon them. Mishkachasla V'nesuyin D'sheni. It's possible what? When the second one got married, and then we say when the second husband died. That's called the son now is an Einain for the second father. How is it possible to be an Einain for the first father? The other guy died already. For Likat Atzomas Takama. There's a case even though the first husband died, but if you move the bones, when you pick up the mace and move them from place to place, you also have a din of an Einain. So it's possible to say now this kid has to be Noig Aninus no matter which one, for either one. Either when they move the bones of the first husband, or else when the second husband dies. Elohim, Oinen Nimolov, what does it mean that them, the two fathers, have to be Noig Aninus when this son dies? Hechi Mishkachas Lo, Kamo Mislei, the first one died already. Like, what's the case to say when this kid now, the Suffolk kid dies, both fathers have to be Noig Aninus? The first one's dead already. The Yellow of the Grusha, we're talking about the first one gave his wife a gift, and he's still alive. So if so, my acha baila, what does it mean after the husband? It means acha get baila. After she received a get. In other words, the first husband gave her a get. He's still alive. Now she did not wait 3 months, but she got married after 2 months. So Mar says, Amos safe. If so, let's see, what does the safer say? The safer says, Hu ainu matama lehim, fihem ainu matamim loy. That the son cannot be metama when any one of these two dies, and when the two fathers die, they cannot be metama. The son cannot be metama for the two fathers, and the two fathers not for the son. So bishlei mahein ein metamim loy. The two fathers not for him. Luchumra, we have to go luchumra. We don't know like which one is the son. So therefore, both of them etzara chumra cannot be metama. To chol chad v'chad dil malab rehu. each father can't be matama to this boy when he dies, because maybe it's not his son. Elohu ain't a matama lehem, but we say when the two husbands die that this son cannot be matama for them. Am I? Why not? To the second one he can't, because maybe it's not his father. But to the first one, let him be matama manashuch. If he's the son, if his father was the first one, the first husband, and now the first husband died, so it's very good this son can be matama to his father. Vi barabasru elamai what? That this is the son of the second one, shapekom matamalei. It's very good that this son could still be matama to the first one. You know why? The cholulu, because he's a cholul. Like what happened? True, both husbands were kahanim, but if the first husband gave her a gift, how could she get married to a second kohen? She's a chalala. When she lives with the second kohen, since the second one married a grusha, she becomes a chalala. And the halacha is that the kids also become the chalala. So the kids are chalal. So anyway, the kid is allowed to be matama l'mesim. So that's why it's very good. Why, that's not very good. That's why it's a kasha. So why does it say when the two husbands die, the kid cannot be matama to them? When the first husband dies, mimonashach, this kid should be mutter to be matama to him. Because if it's his real father, very good. If he's not the real father, but the second one is the real father, then the kid's a cholol. A cholol could be matama l'meisim. So how come it says that he can't be matama to his first father? Elamai, what do you have to say? The case is elalav biznus. Elamai means that the first husband did not get married to her, just that they had znus. And then she got married to a second kohen right away. Umay achabayla, achabayla. Just means she did not wait 3 months since she lived with the first man, with the first kohen. Uktoni sefer, what does it say in the sefer of Mishnah? Oyla b'mishma shozer v'shozer, that the kid is called the kohen, and mashmi could do the avoida, and he goes into both mishmarim from each father. So even though here it's only through znus, and we don't know who the real father is, even with the Rabbanan, you see, he's allowed to do the Avoida. So, to Yufta, the Shmuel, it's a Kasha and Shmuel. That Shmuel says, with the Rabbanan, when we don't know who the father is, the son cannot do the Avoida. And here, through Znus, we just proved it. We don't know who the father is. And still it says he could work in both Mishmarim. So, Gemara says, Amar Rav Shemaya, Bimamamenes. We're not talking about through Znus. We're talking about through the first time the mother got married. But she was a Ketana. And she got married to a kohen. And now what happened was she was mamayin. She didn't receive a gift. She just said goodbye to her first kohen, the first husband. So, therefore, when she gets married to a second husband right now, the second kohen, she's not a grusha. And therefore, the kid is not called a cholol. That's why the kid cannot be matama to either one of the two fathers. For the Gemara, mamanis. Mamanis, miko yoda. Mamanis means a lady, a girl, that's a ketana. That the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanim, when she doesn't have a father, so she's only with the Rabbanim, the Kedushin. That's why she has the right just to say goodbye to her husband. But for the Gemara, how could she give birth though? For your Tony Rav Beivoy, Kai Mother Rav Nachman, Sholosh Noshim, three ladies, Misham Shes Vamoich. When they live with the husband, they can put cotton there not to become pregnant. Kitana Muberis Vamonika. Kitana, young girl, why? Shema Tisaba Vatamas. Maybe she'll become pregnant, and she'll die when she gives birth. So Mashma Ketana cannot give birth, because if she becomes pregnant, she'll die. Muberis, a lady that's already pregnant, she has a right to use this cotton. Koshem Matas Ubrasando. Maybe she'll become pregnant a second time now, and the second one will ruin the first baby. Manika, let's say Anisha that's nursing. Shem Matigmal Espinova Yomus. Maybe she'll become pregnant now a second time, and she'll have to stop nursing, and then the first kid will die. So therefore it's a sakana, these three nashim have right to live with husbands, not to become pregnant, with cotton. Now, v'yezeuhi ketana, what's called the ketana? Mi bas achat osa asora shona, v'yoy mechod as ad bas shtey mesre shona. From 11 to 12 years old, v'yoy mechod. Pochus mikan, o yeser atein mesham shikadaka v'lechus. Divi Rebbe Meir. If they're less than 11 years old, they can't become pregnant, so there's nothing wrong. If they're more than 12 years old, very good, they can give birth, they won't die. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. So, Kopon and Nisiya Ketana does not become pregnant. Or even if she does, she'll die, but she can't have a child. So, how could you say, here the case is she's a Mamamenes,
she said goodbye to her husband, that she's still a ketana, how could she give birth?
The chum say though, achazu v'achazu, all three ladies, mishamshams kedakoi, they have to live with the husbands normally, v'lechus the normal way, v'lechus, u'min ha'shemayim yirachmu, and Hashem will have rachmanis, that they won't become pregnant, they won't die. Shenem, the apostle says, shoyim epsoyim Hashem, that Hashem watches them. But our kolpon of the kashra is, you see, a ketana can't have children. So how could you say she was a mamenis here? How could she have a child? So Gemara says, Mishkachas lo, v'kedushe tois. I tell you true, she's a gedola. But the vote is she got married first to the first husband with a tois. Not that he had to give her a gift, but it was a tois. Ukra Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shmuel. V'ilay nisposhu asura, ho nisposhu muteris. The one in Isha, that when she's married, if she lives with another man, if she did willingly, she's a soita, she's also to her husband. If she was forced, she's mutter. V'yesh lecho acheres is another type of a lady, sha'af al pish lo nisposa, even though she was not forced to live with another man, she lived with another man willingly, still muteris, she's not called a soita. V'yesh zu, what's the case? Zu kedushe tois, that she's kedushe tois, when the first husband married her, it was a mistake. So the Kedusha was never chal, she's not really an Eishes Ish. So that's why if she lives with another man, she's not called a Saita. And Shafilu b'no mukav lag seifo, m'mamenes v'leches lo. So in our case of that Vaita, she could just say goodbye to her husband. In other words, she does not need a get. It's the Kedusha tois. So that was the case here also, that she got married to the first husband, the first Kohen. And she didn't need a get, but it was a tois. So she said goodbye to him. And then she got married to another Kohen right away. That's the case of our Mishnah, that she got married through Nisuyin, not through Znus. So since it's through Nisuyin, that's why the kid could work in the Mishmarim, because he has a right to work. Because the drosha, that we don't know who the father is, only Midrabbanan, only through Znus, not through Nisuyin. And here we're talking about through Nisuyin, that's why the kid has a right to work in the Mishmarim. The only kasha was, he's a cholol then. The Torah says, no, he's not a cholol, because the first mother did not get a get, but rather she only was a kedusha tois. That's why she's mutter to marry the second kohen. But then the Mishnah says, so you